Hi guys, it's your girl Simply J.A. Sister here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping you guys are doing great and I'm sending out an abundance of peace, blessings, and love to each and every one of y'all. If you're a first time listener, thank you for listening and giving my little Thomas Engine That Could podcast a look-see, a little scan. If you're a returning listener, you guys know I call you my extended family. I love each and every one of you guys so, so much and I appreciate y'all tremendously, and I'm hoping everyone is doing the best they can during these bleak and tough times. Just remember, after a rainfall, after dark clouds, there has to be sun, there has to be brilliance. So just keep that in mind moving forward. Today's podcast is going to be focused on let go of those that don't care much about you anymore. Essentially, stop worrying about those who aren't watering your plants or watering you. You're the plant. So, if somebody who was in your life or you were very good with or very, as they say, cool with, is no longer a part of it, stop pining over that relationship. Because if somebody wants to be around you in your space, soaking up your aura, soaking up your essence, they would not find just the slightest excuse to leave. They would not want to go anywhere else and speak ill of you. They would not try to hurt you. They would not betray you. They would not go to lengths to cause irreparable damage to you and yours. There is this thing when they say, there are folks who are there for seasons and there are folks who are there for reasons. So we need to take lessons from these things. Because they are true. There are folks who come in your life for seasons. They're seasonal. They're only there to teach you things. To teach you things not about life only, but about yourself as well. And they also allow you to grow. Grow and tap into a different version of yourself. So don't be disheartened when they come. They're here temporarily like a temporary worker and then they leave. Just celebrate what it was and understand that this is a seasonal person, and that's a part of your journey. You're going to meet seasonal people on your way, on your path, on your journey. I keep telling you guys, you are the author and captain of your own ship. So on your journey, on your way to whatever your life will ultimately turn out to be, you're going to meet these people. And they will try to sway you one way or another, but you have to understand that they're a part of your story. They're woven in the fabric of who you are. So don't be upset because they're no longer there. Celebrate the fact that you were good enough and pure enough with your intention and they just didn't understand how pure of heart you were and took your kindness for weakness, but you learned. You're now a better person for that. Seasonal people should not be blamed because some of these seasonal folks don't know how to be pure of heart and genuine. They're only there to take because that's what they're used to. That's what they've been taught. That's how they were groomed. Some of these folks don't know how to love freely and openly. They don't know how to be honest and pure of thought and mind and action. So you can't be too hard on these folks. Just understand that when you meet them, take the lessons and move on. And know that your life will be better with or without them in it. It is what it is. Now, on the other hand, you'll meet these other folks who are there for reasons. And those are the ones you should really put your heart and soul into because those folks, no matter what, will always be there through the toughest storms, rough seas, your peaks, your valleys. They're always going to be there supporting you. They're always going to be one of your number one cheerleaders. They're always going to be in your corner. They're always going to be, as they say, 10 toes deep, solid. They're always going to support every endeavor you have. They're always going to be on the front lines for you, battling for you, with you, beside you. And they will never let you down, no matter what. Those folks are a dime a dozen, let me tell you, but you do meet them, and these reasons, people, they last a long time. These are the pure of heart, the solid folks who just really care about you, your aura, your essence, who you are. They care about your growth. They care about your development. They care about you as a whole, as an entity. And they normally pour into you a lot more than you have to pour into them. Or it normally is equal. But they're there. And they're dependable and reliable. And they show up no matter what. You could call them at any hours of the day, night, wherever they are. They will answer. They will pick your call. They will be there for you to vent, cry, or just tell a little secret to, or maybe just seek advice. No matter what, they are never too far away. And they are never too hard to get to. Because they understand you and they are there for you. And no matter what, you always learn from these folks. You always learn more about yourself from these folks. And they always allow you to be you. They don't try to change you. They try to build you up. But they also understand that it's important for you to be unapologetically you. They love you for you. So do not water a dead plant. If that plant, the plant being that person, is no longer in your life and that relationship is dead, stop watering something that's dead. Stop pouring into something that's dead. Move on. If that person wanted to continuously be in your life, they would have put more water, more plant food, more energy, more time, more love into things working. They would have still been accessible to you. They would have still been available to you. They would have still been there. When a plant dies, that's a part of the course of nature. That's the process. Some plants, they're on their way to wiltering and dying, and you can save them. That's if they want to be saved. That's if they want the situation to be saved. But some, once they get to that part where it's their time to move on and they understand that, yep, dying is what it is, they move on. And you have to let folks be who they're going to be. I tell people this all the time. People are going to be people. They're going to do what works for them. They're going to do what soothes their soul. And you have to enter into every situation with a level of optimism, but also being cautious, not being fully naive to the fact that these people can potentially become a bee and sting you. They can potentially harm you in different ways. Now, I'm saying this, but also on the flip side, I'm going to be honest. They're also pure people, but it's hard to find these pure people. But after a while of interacting, you see who the pure of hearts are. You see who's really genuine and who's there for your best interest. We're all done or a little bit of testing of folks to see. So we all understand what it is when a person is faking or putting on a facade, or a person is just being real, genuine, raw, unfiltered, and straight up themselves. Pour into those people who are there and raw and open and is honest with you. Pour into those. Water those plants. Stop wasting time on folks who don't care too much on you. Don't water plants that aren't feeding your soul. Don't water plants that care zero about what's going on with you mentally, physically, emotionally. Stop watering plants that could care less if your life ended tomorrow. Water plants that want to see you grow. Water plants that want to see you have a sustained life with success and good health and an abundance of love and blessings. Water those plants. Stop watering plants that aren't there for you. Stop watering plants that you have to be giving and pouring out of your glass all the time, and they don't pour into your glass at all. Let's learn to separate the plants. Let's learn to figure out which plant we should be putting more time and energy, love and watering on, and what plants we need to just let wither and die. It sounds a little harsh, but we're in a harsh reality right now, where folks are only there to take, and they don't believe in a fair balance of give and take. It's just take. So now you have to start protecting yourself. I'm not saying don't look out for others, but you also have to protect you. Because if you're not good for you, you can't be good for anyone else. If you're watering everybody else's plant and your plant is dying and suffering and is not getting enough watering and food and to grow and become better, you're not going to be able to do anything for anyone else. You're definitely going to end up starving out and not feeding yourself enough to the point where you feel isolated, where you don't see anyone around that you think will be there for you, because now you've fed everybody else and they've taken and they've left and it's just you. But once you're pouring into someone and you're watering a plant that's also nurturing and giving you something back in return and feeding your soul and allowing you to be you, but is also supportive, then you will be perfectly fine. In every relationship, be it a friendship or a personal relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, parents, kids, there has to be a level of respect. There has to be a level of love. And there has to be a level of give and take. One person can't always be giving and the other one just taking. Both have to be doing the same. A give and take. You pouring into the other person and the other person pouring into you. That's how a successful situation lasts and continue to grow. So if you're not getting that, how do you expect it to work? Let's be realistic, folks. If you're giving and giving and giving all of you and you have nothing left for yourself, how does that effectively work for you long term? How does that help with your growth, your development, essentially you becoming or tapping into a different version of you? I want us to sit back and think about that. I want us to do some self-assessment. Are we pouring out of our glasses? Are we watering all the plants around us and leaving ourselves empty? We need to assess that in our lives. We need to look around and see if we're really doing more for others and they're just not doing anything for us. Is it beneficial? Does it make sense? Are we truly happy with that? Let's start doing these assessments moving forward and realize that those who you have to be constantly pouring into and they're not pouring into you and feeding your soul, it's not working for you. It's not for you. You need to move away from that because they're only there to take. And your essence deserves a little feeding too. Your soul deserves a little feeding too. You need a little watering too. You need a little love too. You need a little blessing too. It's only right. We all deserve that. So what I want you guys to do, I want you guys to start doing assessments. Look around you. Look at the plants around you, the people around you. Are they there for you or are they there to take from you? And once you've done your assessment and realize who isn't there to take from you, don't worry about them. Let them go. Don't water that plant anymore. Keep watering the ones that are there for you, that love you abundantly, who are there to support, lift you up, and help you grow and tap into a different version of you. That's what we need to do moving forward. It might sound selfish, but it really isn't. It's just you assessing that. You deserve the same that you give out. You deserve the same amount of energy you put into others given to you. It's only right, guys. Let's think about it. I hope this message touches somebody today, and I do hope that you guys continue to water the plants and pour into the people that are there for you and who love you and who are literally solid and just really engulf you with tons of love and blessings on a regular basis. And I also do hope you guys are lifted up and also understand that no matter what, you are valued, you are seen, and you are appreciated. I thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and I do hope that you take some solace in the words that I dispensed. And as always, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, loves.